하지. 'And now I am no longer the same. He touched you tonight, oh, He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul. And something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Oh, since I met this blessed Savior, He cleansed and made me whole.
He made me
whole. I shall never cease to praise Him. I'll shout it while eternity rules. He touched me, oh, He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul. Oh, for something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Oh, He touched me, He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole.
Amen. Let's sing that song, Jesus Breaks Every Fetter. Amen. How many believe it tonight? Let's lift our hands and let's worship Him tonight. We deserve it.
Oh, every fetter, oh, Jesus breaks every fetter, and He said.
Tonight
I am now on the altar. I am now on the altar, which was made for me. Jesus breaks. Jesus breaks every fetter.
You just believe it tonight.
Jesus breaks every fetter, and He sets me free.
I will never doubt my Savior.
My Savior, I will never doubt my Savior. I will never doubt my Savior. For He cleanses.
Jesus breaks,
Jesus breaks. Jesus, praise every vessel. Oh, Jesus, praise every vessel. And He sets me free. Oh, I will rest on His promise.
On His promise.
I will rest on His promise. I will rest on His promise, which was given to me.
Jesus breaks every fetter.
Oh, great.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. That tonight there is no hindrance. There is no obstacle. There is no any fetter. No chain. Jesus has broken every chain. Oh, thank you, the Lord. You have set us free, oh God. We bless you, Lord, this evening.
Drop your dance. Oh, yes, in the faith. The fields of Eden. Oh, where the tree of life is blue. There is rest for me. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this evening. Oh, we bless your wonderful name, oh Lord. Father, we thank you, the Lord. All the obstacles and hindrances that was on our way, Lord, you cleared every hindrance for us. Father, this evening we thank you, O God. The Lord, you have made a way for us, O God. A way, O Lord Jesus, where it has brought us to your presence this evening. Father, we say thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day. We thank you, God, for our working places. We thank you for our homes. We thank you for our children. We thank you, Lord Jesus, above all, Lord, this evening. The grace that, Lord, we have found in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you, God, that, Lord, you have led our footsteps, Lord. You've broken every fetters. We know that every footsteps is just being challenged by the enemy. And how, Lord Jesus, you have won the victory for us. That every steps of a righteous man is being directed by you. Father, we thank you, we bless you this evening, Lord. And even, Father, even as we've come, Lord, we know we will never go back the same. Because, Lord, when you call your children, there is something good in store for them. And you said, blessed is the man that you have chosen and caused to approach unto you and be in your courts. He said, such a man, oh, he will be satisfied with the goodness of your house. So tonight, Lord, as we surrender ourselves to you, God, as Lord Jesus, we bring our sacrifice of a broken spirit and a contrite heart, Lord. A sacrifice that you said you never despise, Lord Jesus. Tonight, O God, we sit at your feet. Lord, speak to us, Lord. As we turn to your word, O God, we know the Holy Spirit is already here because your word assures us so that we're two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in their midst. And once again, you said you walk in the midst of your church. Lord, tonight, God, speak to us. Even as you prepare us, Lord, to bring our request before you, Lord, we know that already, even before we utter our mouths, Lord, you have
bear with us already in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to bless you. The weather is really cold, but glory to bless you for defying the cold and you've come to his presence. There is warmth in his presence. Amen. There's no cold in his presence. Amen. There is always warmth in his presence. Amen. Let's turn to the reading of the word as we look into the scripture, 1 Timothy 3:16. The Godhead. Let's hear the word of God. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Amen. There is no controversy. Hallelujah. No controversy in the Word of God. The Word of God never contradicts. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we've read your word. You said, great is the mystery. Tonight, Lord, you are the only one that breaks your mystery through your prophet, Lord. And Father, as you said, you can never hide anything. Lord, we thank you that we have this mystery that has been opened. And tonight, Lord, as we look into it, Father, we pray the Lord Jesus, we will receive the understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you. Last Sunday, Sunday school, I gave you a scripture as Luke 10:22. Do you remember? And it goes like this. He said, all things are delivered to me of my Father. And no man knoweth who the Son is, but the Father. And who the Father is, but the Son. And he to whom the Son will reveal him. Amen. Nobody knows who the Father is except the Son. And nobody knows who the Son is except the Father. And then to the one he will reveal unto. And he has revealed it to us. And that is what we want to just go through. That revelation that we have received. Amen. That there is no three gods. There's no three persons. But there is what? Only one God manifesting in three different offices. Praise the Lord. And here tonight, we have this scripture also, 1 Timothy 3:16, that without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Great. The prophet said, what does godliness mean? And then he said, I looked in four or five dictionaries and could not even find what it meant. Finally, I was down at Brother Jeffrey's there. We found in it, in a dictionary, godliness means to be like God. Amen. He said, godliness means to be like God. And my brother, how could you be like God unless you know who that God is? Amen. So great is a mystery to be like God. You understand it now? Great is the mystery to be like God. And if you don't know who Jesus is, how could you be like God? If you don't know who Jesus is, how could you be like God? So we see that the scripture again says in 2 Timothy 3:5, the later part, is that some people have a form of what? Godliness. But they deny the power thereof. See? Some people have the form of what? Godliness. But they deny the power thereof. And so we see that such people, we have an example in Esau. Esau. He had what? The form of what? Godliness. But he denied what? The true power. The birthright. And the prophet says something about him here in that message book. Why am I a holy roller? Chicago, preaching 1953. He said, and listen, Esau was much more of a gentleman, religiously speaking, than Jacob was. Esau taking care of his old blind daddy. He headed the cattle. He was a gentleman, having the form of what? Godliness, but denying the power thereof. He forsook the birthright. Amen. That is what we have today. There are a lot of people who claim to be Christians, and they live, see, they walk like Christians. They go to church. They praise God. They speak in tongues. They worship. Do everything. What? The form of what? Godliness. But when it comes to the real power, to know who Christ is, that Christ is the Lord, they refuse it. You get the point. Amen. Many a day. Today we have what? Many people who claim to be Christians. They go to church. They worship God. They praise God. They are carrying the form of what? Godliness. They want to be like God. But when it comes to receiving the real power, they are found wanting. To accept that Jesus is God, it becomes what? Difficult. You cannot dislodge them from the teachings of their church, from the teachings of their pastor. In our church, that's not the way how it is preached. In our church, that's not the way how our pastor says. Praise God. And then the prophet said, what are they fulfilling? He said, they are fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah, which is in Matthew 13:14. He said, in some is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not what? Perceive. So they are fulfilling what? Scripture. That when they see, they cannot what? Perceive. When they hear, they cannot understand. When you read further down, you see that Jesus was telling the disciples, for you, blessed are your what? Your eyes. And blessed are your ears. Praise the Lord. So all these things are what? Scripture that is what? Being fulfilled, that some people will never understand this. Great is the mystery to be like God. And if you don't know him, how can you be like him? So it's a mystery. And already from what we read in Luke 2:22, that we know that there is a mystery. That only the Father knows who the Son is, and only the Son knows who the Father is, and the one that he will what, reveal to. That means there is a what? There is a mystery there. Amen. And so we, the prophet said, there are about what, 900 and something different churches. He was talking about the U.S. And all these churches, they have their different way of what, believing. So he said something here. He said, each one claims that they are the truth. They have the truth. And the people that belong to those churches, he said, they have staked their destination, their eternal destination, upon the teachings of that church. See? They've staked their what? Their eternal destination on them. See? Because their pastor, sometimes even their pastor is a woman. See? The pastor could be a woman. Pastor, Right Reverend Dr. Apostle Belinda. See? A woman. You see, they alone, they are what? They are lost. A woman standing there preaching to them. They are lost. Because they have not received the power, the revelation of who Christ is. The prophet says something here. He said, John asked a question, who is that overcometh? And the answer came back, right back. He said, he that believeth that Jesus is the Christ, he is an overcomer. Amen. And thank God that we have been able to overcome. Now, we shall turn to Deuteronomy 16, 1 and 2. See, I'm going slowly, bringing in the whole picture, at least the picture that we can get, then the scriptures will be following. Now we're going to see that God has what? A chosen place. God has a chosen place. He said, observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock and the head, and in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Amen. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock and of the head, in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. So there is a chosen place of God. There is always what? A chosen place. And the story that comes before these, what we have just read, we know what happened in the land of Egypt. Amen. We know all. We all know what happened in the land of Egypt. When God sent Moses to go and take the children out from Egypt and lead them to the promised land. And when Moses went to the king Pharaoh, we know what happened. He refused. And they were what? 10 plagues. The first 9. Okay, first plague came. And they repented for a while. And God took away what? The plague. But they still what? Became hardened again. It came second. They repented. God what? Took away the plague. They still hardened. And it continued till what? 9 times. What is God doing? That is the long suffering of God. Amen. God could have even after the first plague just what? Destroyed them. But it is what? The long suffering of God. Not willing that any should perish, but that we should come to what? To repentance. As we are learning this teaching on the Godhead, at the same time we are taking what? Some things that we need to what? We need in our daily life. My brother, my sister, know that God cannot what? Immediately take judgment. He can destroy even today, tonight. Praise God. But the thing is, it is his long suffering for all of us that we will come to repentance, because it is not the will of God that we will perish. My sister, my brother, it is still the long suffering of God. It is still his grace. It's still his grace. There is an open door. We have read it already. An open door. Let's go through them. He gave Egypt that same word, opportunity. Our God, he's a God of justice. He's a just God. He's really a just God. A loving father. 9 times he was still waiting for the people to believe that he's God, he wants his people out. Long suffering. They allowed it to pass. So when now the wrath of God came, the 10th plague, it was what? Death. It was what? Death. He has already warned them. They never took it. Now the next thing is what? Death. My brother, is the same thing also to us. We are going through what? The grace of God. He's still on sitting on what? The mercy seat. Amen. Because he doesn't want anyone to perish. That we all will come to repentance. But that day when he will just get out from that throne of what? Mercy. Judgment takes place. And it is what? Death. If you are not what? You have not come out. Praise the Lord. So we see that God, when death is coming, he still always have what? An open door somewhere. He always creates what? A way of escape. And so the way of escape he gave to the children of Israel was that. Find a lamp. Keep it for 14 days. And make sure these 14 days, make sure that that lamp is without what? Blemish, without spot. There is nothing wrong about it. The lamp is not sick. Amen. And this lamp, kill it. Take the blood. Put it on the doorpost. And when death is coming, when he sees the blood, he will pass over it. So what was God doing? He was choosing a place. Amen. He was what? Choosing a place. Where he is going to what? He has put his name. And the lamp stands for what? Jesus Christ. He is the what? The lamp of God. Just like what John the Baptist saw him the following day after he has baptized him. He said, behold, the Son of Man who took away what? The sins of this world. The Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of this world. And so God had what? A place. And any place that there was the blood of the Lamb, that means death can never what? Touch there. That is the chosen place. Amen. Any place where the blood is, the blood of the Lamb is, death can never enter that house. Death can never enter that place. It is same to us today. My brother, if you have taken the blood of Jesus Christ, if you are able to accept this revelation and make it your life, my brother, you have applied the blood also. Amen. And so any church that doesn't go believing this mystery, my brother, the blood has not been applied. Amen. And thank God we have what? Applied the blood. We have applied the blood. Amen. And so this Passover tells us that if you lack revelation, because the church was built upon what? Revelation. So if you lack this revelation, definitely, my brother, when the death angel passes, it is going to what? Strike the place. And don't let us take it as a whole church, but individually also. Individually, my brother, you got to apply the blood, the name of Jesus Christ in your life. So he said, it was only place death could not strike. When death was about to strike the land, there had to be a certain place. Only one place. It didn't what? It didn't mean that it was only one house, but there was one place where that blood or that lamb was killed. Where the lamb's blood was, death angel could not strike, because it was one place God had chosen to put his name. And the lamb was named back there in the beginning. Amen. Where that was a chosen place, where he has what? The blood of the lamb is the chosen place of God, and death cannot strike there. But one thing is that you got to know that no other blood would have been what? Accepted. He said a lamb. Amen. The blood of a lamb. Any other blood, maybe you said, oh, I have a very fine cow. Very fine cow. Very bigger than what? A small lamb. My brother, the blood of that cow will not what? That bull will not what? Work. Amen. Or even the blood of a lion will not work. Tiger will not work. Elephant will not work. Only the blood of the lamb. Amen. Amen. So it is also only upon what? The revelation that has been given who Christ is. A church is built upon that church. That means that church has applied what? The blood. Amen. So now let's see. Some of we start from what? The Old Testament. Let's look at let's open to Isaiah 43. We have read this scripture before. Now I'm going to start giving you the scriptures, some of the scriptures. Isaiah 43. Let's look at the first one here. Isaiah 43:10. I read it the other day here. Say, ye are my witnesses. You and I, you are my witnesses. Saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me, there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Amen. What is he saying? He said, no God was before him, and no other God will be after him. He is the word, the only word, only Savior. Any question? Amen. Okay. Let's turn to Isaiah 45. Reading from the few verse. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. Ah. But they said there are three gods. They said there are three gods. But the scripture is saying here that what? There is no God beside me. I gathered thee through, though thou hast not known me. You see, God is trying to what? Tell the people to reveal to you. But you don't try to what? To believe it. You don't want to know me. I am one God. There is no other God beside me. That they may know from the rising of the sun, that's from the east, and from the west, that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Praise the Lord. There is none. Right from the beginning, we didn't hear the Son. We didn't hear the Holy Ghost from the Old Testament. We didn't hear anything like that. But Jesus, when the people were boasting, we are of our father Abraham. Abraham is our father. Abraham is our father. Jesus looked at them. He said, if Abraham were to be your father, you would have known me. Amen. If Abraham is your father, you would have known me. Before Abraham was, I am. The people just looked at him and said, but even you are not up to what, 50 years? Then you say you saw our father Abraham came to you? Praise the Lord. Jesus, standing before the people,
And he said, I am the one that what? Your father Abraham, he knew me. So where is the father and where is the son now? It's one God manifesting himself in what? Three offices. God above us, God with us, God in us. That same one God. There are questions, eh? There are questions that Jesus was praying, and we will come to all that. And then they have a question that God said, let us. We will come to all. We will answer everything here. Amen. But let us begin to just get these scriptures first. The same Isaiah 45. God is, see, Isaiah 45 alone, God was stressing and stressing, there is no one else, there is no one else, there is no one else, it's only me. Hallelujah. So when you look at verse 14, let's look at that. Thus saith the Lord, the labor of Egypt and merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabian, men of stature shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall come after thee. In chains they shall come over, and they shall fall down unto thee. They shall make supplications unto thee, saying, surely God is in thee, and there is none else. There is no God. See? There is none else. And then, 18, for thus saith the Lord, that created heaven, God himself, that formed the earth, and made it, he hath established it, he created it not in vain, he formed it to be inhabited, I am the Lord. And there is none else. There's no three God. I'm only one. Now look at verse 21. The same. 45. Tell me and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who had declared this from ancient time? Who had declared this from ancient time? Who had told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me. A just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Praise the Lord. Continue reading 22. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness. See? These words that have come out from the mouth of God, it has come out from what? Righteousness. They are not false. They are what? Truth. And shall not return that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Amen. Let's turn to Isaiah 48. Let's read from 11. For my own sake, even for mine own sake, will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another. God says he will not give his glory unto another. But today, whom are we giving glory to? Whom are we giving glory to? What name are we giving glory to every day?
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Jesus. He has spoken. He said, I will not share my glory with anyone. Then today, we are giving glory to the name Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
What is the name of God?
Jesus.
Hearken unto me, O Jacob. Hearken unto me. Now put your name there. Jubilee. Hearken unto me. I can't pronounce your name very well. Don't worry. Amen. Praise God. See, hearken unto me. George.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. My called,
amen.
I am he.
Hallelujah.
I am the first.
Thank you, Lord.
And also the last.
Yes.
Okay. Huh? God is speaking here. Huh? Old Testament. Is God speaking here? Okay. Let's turn to Revelation 1:11. Hey. Then these two people are fighting. God says in the Old Testament, I am the first and last. Then Jesus also comes and said, I am the first and last. They are fighting. Huh? Possible? The word of God, there's no fighting. There's no controversy. Amen. Revelation 1, I think it was Revelation 1:11, I believe so. Is it Revelation 1:11? Let me see. Uh-huh. Here, Old Testament, here, God is saying to you, George.
Hallelujah.
He said, my call. I want to tell you, I am what? The first and the last.
Amen.
I am the first and I am the what? The last. Then we see here, Jesus also. Telling John in the island of Patmos, saying, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last.
Amen.
Oh. Are they struggling, Father and then Jesus? They are struggling for what? To be leadership. I'm the first and last. I'm the first and the last. Oh, my brother. Are you and Joshua fighting? Understood? The same person who said, I am the first and the last in the Old Testament, the same person saying the same thing in the New Testament, I am the first and the last. There are no three gods. There are no three gods. It's the teaching of the devil. We have a lot of this to learn because the right hand also will come. Said, sitting on the right hand of God.
Hallelujah.
See, all will come. We will know what the right hand means. But today I'm just giving you the scripture just to let you see. Because we will come to the right hand. What the right hand will come to let us. Yeah?
Make man
in our image.
And then at the same time, he said, let us go down. And when they went to destroy the Tower of Babel, see, let us, that all we shall find what actually it means. The same, I'm the first and the last. We shall see it in Isaiah 44 again. Isaiah 44. Isaiah 44, 6. You see, when you hear thus saith the Lord, what does it sound to you? Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord God of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Then jump to verse 8. It said, fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have I not told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Let us be witnesses to this. That is there a God beside me? He's asking you a question. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Amen. Brethren, said by the mouth of two or three witnesses, let the word of God be established. We've read and read. There are many that, then maybe somebody who said, ah, brother, but why? Isaiah. That's Isaiah who had this revelation. We've been reading Isaiah. It's only Isaiah that had this revelation. Maybe somebody will just try to see that. Say, why are the other prophets were not told? Only Isaiah. Let me see whether there is somewhere in Hosea. Hosea also. Hosea. Hosea 13, 4. Hosea 13, 4. Yeah, I think so. He said, yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Savior beside me. And we have our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, there is no Savior. I am that same word, Savior. Brethren, we are looking at this to let our brethren who have not received this revelation to know that it has to take a prophet. Amen. It has to take a prophet in your midst to be able to know. Because God said he cannot hide his mystery from what? His prophets. Amen. Amen. But I'm still looking for Hosea. Praise the Lord. It's true. Sometimes for that one, many of us, when it comes to Psalm, you know that Psalm is almost in the middle. So it's very easy to get. Genesis, beginning, Revelation here. But when you begin to call Habakkuk, and all the rest. See that the whole thing is flapping from what? Amen. Let's begin to actually sometimes find time and sit down and begin to know where what all these scriptures are. One time it beat me, actually. I was surprised. I was looking for Ecclesiastes and I forgot where even Ecclesiastes is. So it worked. It's something like that. So let us sometimes take your Bible, just look at where all these scriptures are. Amen. Brethren, tonight, let's now, for our prayer tonight, we will stop here on the Godhead and we'll continue with what? Let us and the right arm sitting on the right hand. He said, Andrew said, I saw what? Jesus seated on what? On the right hand of what? God. We will get all the answer here. Amen. To prove that there is only one God. Anyway, God Richie, bless you for knowing, so for believing this revelation, because it is very difficult. People that have gone to what? Bible schools and great what? Schools. All these things are here. And yet, they cannot understand. Let's look at something like, we shall talk on the tongues also. Look at tongues. How it has been elaborated in this word. But yet, people still feel that if they come to church and the whole church do not speak in tongues, that means the Holy Spirit is not there. Oh my. Is that what the Bible teaches? Paul spoke strongly. He showed us everything. Amen. You see, it is the Spirit of God that comes over you. You cannot resist it. And it is a gift that what is to edify the church. It's a gift that is to what? Edify the church. Amen. And whenever God, the Spirit of God, comes through you to speak in tongues, there must be what? An interpretation. Hallelujah. Because we need the edification. What God wants to tell the church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, nobody stops anyone from speaking in tongues. No, sir. We believe it. No one stops anyone in this church. It will come by itself. Not you trying to. I've told you this story before. When we went to live in our farmland. And some guys will come at a corner. And they'll be practicing how to what? Speak in tongues. Practice. They come to practice. Oh, what is this? And always, if it is Arakasapata bush, every day is Arakasapata bush. So why? It can never. Every day is the same thing. Every day that same Arakasapata, Arakasapata. Every tomorrow Arakasapata. Next week Arakasapata. Why the same thing? When you speak in tongues and there is no interpreter, and God is a message to the church, God will let you yourself still what? Interpret it. Amen.
Amen.
We are encouraging everybody, see, to receive what? That spirit, that gift of God, so that it can edify the church. Amen. Nobody stops anyone. But Paul said, if I come in your midst, or if I come to you and I speak five words that are very clear for you to understand, it's better than what? 1,000 what?
blah, 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 without what? Any understanding. Amen. They are all here. So you cannot understand. It is all because the foundation of the whole thing has been overlooked. That the church is built upon what? Revelation. Revelation of what? Who Christ is. Just as what? Peter said, you are what? The Christ, the Son of the living God. So if your church is not built upon that revelation, how can you what? Receive the revelation. Praise the Lord. So let us turn to 2 Kings and read something for tonight, our prayer. 2 Kings. Now, if you have a question that they normally ask about the Trinity, about that one God, if you have a question they normally ask, bring that question so that when they question you, you know how to answer them. By what? By the scripture. So bring the question they normally ask, trying to what? Defeat this but you cannot defeat the revelation of God. Amen. Let's turn to 2 Kings. Second Kings 6. Starting reading from 11. We just want to know the essence of a prophet in the midst of your church. Amen. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was so troubled for this thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? See? You know what? Anytime the Syrian king, they plan, this is the way how we are going to what? Attack Israel. This is what, how we are going to do. We are going to ambush them here. We are going to do this. When they go, they know very well that Brother Shepherd passes here every day. Every day, this is where Brother Shepherd passes. So we will ambush him there. That day they will be there. Brother Shepherd, they will see Brother Shepherd going the other way. Amen. It shows that somebody have what? Told Brother Shepherd that, there is an ambush. So the king of Syria was asking his servants that, who is amongst us that has been what? Had been reporting as to what? To the king of Israel. Who is that one amongst us that is in favor of the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord. None. O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel. Tell us, the king of Israel, the words that thou speakest in thy bed chamber. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, today I will speak. Let's go to my bedchamber and plan. And then it goes over there. Everything.
Amen.
Oh, is it not great to have a prophet in your midst?
Amen.
Amen. Like we have had. Because of that, we have this word, revelation. Amen. And he said, go and spy where he is. See, this king, he couldn't. Now the very person, go and spy where he is. Even in your bed chamber, what you say, he hears, he knows it.
Yeah.
Now you are going to look for him. See, blind. Blindness. These are all what? When you don't want to believe God. And he said, go and spy where he is, and I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in what? Dothan. Amen. He's in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed what about the city. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them.
Amen.
Tonight, he that is with you is more than what? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Tonight, that is what our assurance tonight for us to pray. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open the eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around about Elisha. Amen. That is what we have tonight around us. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, my brother, we have rather been encompassed with what? The horses and chariots of the host of heaven tonight. Bring your request before him. He's more than able. Amen. If you continue reading the story, you know what? They came to Elisha himself. After they've surrounded the city, then they came in. They saw, man, we are looking for Elisha. Amen. Elisha himself. They came to him. We are looking for Elisha. He said, come, follow me.
Amen.
I will go and show you where he is. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They know this man, but when they saw him, they couldn't recognize him.
Amen.
They have been blinded.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord. That's the way how our Lord deals to our enemies. All those who trouble us. That's the way how God would cast blindness upon them. Amen. And he led them. Where? To the king. To the army of what? Israel.
Amen.
And they arrested them. See? That's what God does to his children. The Lord is with us tonight. We have just a short time to pray. But meanwhile, we know that we have received something to stand upon.
Amen.
We have a word of assurance tonight.
Yes.
That the host of heaven is here.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Just put your request before him. The
Amen.
Musicians, please come over. Put your request before him tonight. Praise the Lord. He has blinded every situation that is as against you. Praise God. There is what? The host of heaven behind you tonight. Before you tonight. On your right hand tonight. On your left hand. They have what? Surrounded you. Tonight, Lord. Your children, we have come. You have assured us tonight, O Lord, that you are here tonight with us. And even if it is the work of the enemy, we know that our enemies are blinded tonight. If they have any reason, if they have any plot against your children, we know that, Lord, you have taken care of us.
Amen.
That's what we believe tonight. And we thank you for the prophet. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you that we are in that church where it's built upon the revelation of who Christ is. Amen. Just prepare yourself for prayer.
Fountains of glory divine, fill us salvation, pledges of God, fan of His Spirit, wash in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior, the Lord. This is my story, this is my song, my Savior, for the Lord. Perfect submission to perfect delight, visions of rapture, the best on my side. From above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, this is my Savior. This is my story, this is my song, this is my song.
Let's see the chorus again, let's see the chorus again. As we prepare ourselves this moment.
This is my story. This is my
what is your story tonight? What is your request tonight? What story do you have tonight?
This is my story.
Oh, speak to him tonight. What have you brought? He knows it already. He knows all what you are requesting. He knows everything even before you came in here. Tonight, what is your story? Tonight, what is your request? Tonight, what have you brought? Tonight, just leave it upon the altar. Say, Lord, this is my story tonight. This is my story tonight. This is my request tonight. Tonight, Lord, I came in, oh God, to hear your word and just to worship you. Tonight I came, oh, with a burden upon my heart, oh Lord. Father, I know the Lord Jesus, the whole host of heaven, they are here. They've surrounded me.
Lord, it grows day by day, Lord. Lord, it's saying, Lord, progresses, Lord. Even as we grow, Father, be merciful, Father, be gracious.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Same, Lord, even the night for moments does it us all. Holy Ghost, we pray in Jesus' name.
Oh, brethren, let us always remember our children who, as they are growing, the devil is very, very strong, working against them. We've just read a scripture, the spirit of Syria, looking for what? The prophet. That same spirit is looking for our children, the youth, looking for them, to destroy them. When they hear the word, they are always standing by their side for them to refute it. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, get thee out!
Amen.
Get thee out, Satan! You are playing in the mind, on the minds of our youth.
Amen.
You are playing on their minds. Satan, your days are numbered. Your days are numbered. We are receiving the revelation of who Christ is afresh again. We are building our faith upon the God who created this heaven and earth. And he that is in us is greater than you. You are looking for them. You are looking for them.
Hallelujah.
Their eyes are now open. They can see. The host of heaven around. The host of heaven encamped. The blood of Jesus applied. Satan, your works are defeated.
Amen.
You can never take them away.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. My young ones tonight, any of you that are here, tonight, from your heart, not from your mind, not from your thoughts, but from your heart, tonight, look to him. Look to him. There is no other Savior anywhere. That's what we've read tonight. There's no other Savior anywhere. Tonight, my young brother, my young sister, look to him. He is God. He is your creator. You are in his hands. His long suffering is for you. Don't take away that hands that has touched you in this moment.
Amen.
Don't deny the hands that has touched you tonight.
Amen.
It's the hands of God. Tell him, Lord, I've turned away from my own rights, my own beliefs, and I surrender, Lord, to you. I surrender, Lord, to you. I surrender, Lord. I am believing that there are no three gods. You are the only God. I hold on to you, Lord, tonight. Take the struggling out from your mind. Take it from your thoughts. Let your heart rather receive. Look deep down into your heart tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Brother George, come and give the church a prayer.
Father, we are grateful for this opportunity that we have tonight. Father, for Lord, we know that when the books are open on that day, Father, this word ministered tonight would be open, Lord. And Lord, Father, how we desire to be found even in that book on that day that we have, Lord, lived our lives right. For Lord, our judgment has come today in your house, Father, Lord, from your pulpit, Lord. Father, Lord, that that day, O God, we would stand on your side, Father, Lord, and we would judge the earth, O God. Jesus, we are grateful, Father, to know these wondrous mercies, O God. For Lord, Father, deep are your ways, O God. Father, thine ways are past finding out. Lord, this mystery of the Godhead, Father, Lord, to think, Lord, from whence I came from. Father, Lord, at one time, Father, in my father's house and in my mother's house, Lord, I prayed the Hail Mary, O God. Father, Lord, until I came to know the truth, Lord.
Amen.
Until that day, Lord, Father, light struck
hallelujah.
My path, O God. And Lord, I was illuminated, O God. And
hallelujah.
I, Lord, came to understand that, Lord, Father, Mary was, Lord, Father, a vessel that
Thank
was used
you,
to bring, Lord, Savior, Father, our Lord, God, and Savior,
yes,
who we
Lord.
Pray to, O God. Father, Lord, and we are grateful today that, Lord, Father, we have this revelation, O God. Father, we have this understanding, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
The very understanding that is hidden even in your word, O God. Father, Lord Jesus, we are grateful unto thee, O God, that you tonight are on the throne making intercession for us, O God. Father, and you said there is no other name by which, Lord Savior, we can be saved, but by that
yes.
name, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Lord, we call upon that name tonight, Lord, knowing indeed, Lord Savior, Father, it's by that name, Father, we are gathered here today, Father. And it's by that name, Lord Savior, that all man is saved, that we are baptized, O God. O Jesus, Lord Savior, we thank thee for that revelation.
Amen.
We don't take anything for granted, Lord. Father, Lord, it's something special to us, O God. For Lord, when we just whisper that name in trouble, Lord, you come and save
Amen.
Us, O God. We look unto thee now, Lord Savior God, as we part. Let, Lord, this very word, Father, oh God, continue, Lord, to play even amidst our minds until
yes,
it would soak even in, Lord, Savior, Father, the tables of our heart, Lord, Savior, where it would be written, oh God. Like, Lord, David said, Lord, that very word, Lord, we would lay amidst our hearts that we would not sin against thee, oh God.
Amen.
Bless our brother who's labored tonight, who's been faithful, Father, with your word. Father, you prosper him, Lord, that even this very word, Lord, Father, would not return to him void, but,
yes.
Lord, would return having yielded, Lord Savior God,
Amen.
The fruit that it ought to, Lord Savior God. Lord, it would yield, Lord Savior, Father, young lives, Lord, Father, truly dedicated unto thee, Lord.
Amen.
Young lives on fire, O God.
Amen.
For Lord, there's no age with thee, Lord Savior. Father, you call man, Lord, even at Lord Savior, Father, all ages, O God. We look to thee, Lord, even upon this time. Be with us as we part. Keep us as we part. Bless, Lord Savior, Father, our youth meeting on Friday.
Yes,
Father, you
Lord.
Condescend yourself and you continue, Lord, even in the same thought, O God.
Amen.
Lord, a continuation, Lord, Savior God. And bless our weekend services, Lord. We're grateful for the word that is coming lately, Lord, Savior God. We see the word has come in such a way that Satan would desire to hinder, Lord, Savior, Father, our lives. But Lord, as we sing, Lord, we shall not be moved, Lord. We shall not be moved, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus is our Savior.
Amen.
We shall not be moved, Lord,
Amen.
Savior God. Be with us as we part. Grant traveling mercies to all. Grant mercy unto all. Bless those that are not well, that aren't here tonight. Provide for them, Lord.
Yes,
bless
Lord Jesus.
All our needs, Lord, in Christ Jesus this night. And we ask these things in the name that you said to ask in. That name, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Okay.
Give us a song that we can go. Amen. So we are moving gradually on from the Old Testament. We will move to the New Testament, proving that there is only one God. Amen. Just give us a chorus as we just said.
So shall ever hold me, the love be gone.
Oh,